All right, here we are. Pre-show for Thursday. And you probably have noticed we've taken a little bit of a vacation. And I wouldn't call it a vacation. It's just that we've had an awful lot of, I guess you call it media and podcasts and promotional podcasting to do around the documentary of Henry. And going to the second phase of this thing with my fucking arm. My arm's a lot better. I'm starting physical training, or physical therapy, I should say. So on the advice of some people, said, just take the fucking week off, Phil, and do some repurposed shows. That's what we're doing. And, you know, that's just where it's at. Let me see here. So today we were with Darren Paltrowitz, who has a podcast tomorrow. We were with ABC News, Jonathan Nathanson. And then we're going to be with, Riffin with Griffin, Eric Griffin. And then next week, we got some things happening. We're going to be on KFI Radio, both with Bill Handel in the morning. We're going to be on with Tim Conway Jr. So Phil Henry returns to KFI, being interviewed for a documentary on him. I don't know what that means, if it means anything, if it says anything. By the way, of the people that were on the documentary, I mentioned Mike Crozier, and I want to mention him again because Mike was my board op and engineer through all the time we were at KFI Radio, and then we moved over to Premier Radio. We had Craig Taylor and we had Mark Newman, right? Yeah. God damn it. Yes. But Mike was a great, great board op. He also introduced me to the whiteboard. He used this whiteboard a lot and wrote a lot of lines down on that whiteboard. And they were very, very funny. And there was a particular bit that we did. He wrote something down on the whiteboard and I just goddamn lost it. And it's right there on one of the best of tapes. You can hear it. I think it's the very first best of that we did, which was called, I forget what it was called. It was based on something that was written about us. It was a negative. Somebody said that I'd be gone in 6 months. As soon as I got the KFI, it was written in the Orange County Register by a writer by the name of Gary. I don't remember this fucker's name. He said, he'll be gone in 6 months. Stupidest thing you could write. Really, just, even if you don't like my show. And then he said this. He said, word on the street is he'll be gone in 6 months. That's right after I arrived at KFI. And I thought, what a dumb thing to write, because if you don't like my show, I understand. But keep in mind that you're not liking the show may be altering your point of view in an unrealistic way. It may be pushing you into a point of view that is not realistic. And the line was, word on the street. I was embarrassed for the guy. I was embarrassed for the guy. Word on the street is he'll be out in 6 months, something like that. I knew it wasn't true, even though I was getting nothing but shit. I was taking nothing but fucking shit from the goddamn listeners all the way down to other people on the air in L.A., motherfuckers like this jackass at the Orange County Register. But I knew that I wasn't out the door. I knew I was there for the long haul and that things would get better. And they did. As a matter of fact, that fall, we had a book that kicked fucking ass. We had a great summer book. We beat the Dodgers, which, believe it or not, is kind of a heavy thing in L.A., at least in those days when the Dodgers were still doing numbers on radio. I don't know if they do any numbers on radio anymore. Who listens to the Dodger baseball? Who listens to baseball on radio? Anybody? But the point being, word on the street is this: that he'll be out in 6 months. And this was the kind of thing that, I don't even know, why am I talking about this? I forget. Oh, because we're doing the documentary, and I'm going to be on KFI. Yeah, I'm going to be on with Tim Conway Jr. and Bill Handel. Bill Handel, I think, earlier in the week, Tim Conway, and later in the week. Is that next week? Let me take a look at my day planner, and you guys can join me in looking at what's going on, coming up, going out, going down, what's going down. What time is it? 9:30. Do I have time to go up to the store and buy a Snickers bar? All right, so, according to this, where is it, man? Come on, bitch. Where's the fucking day planner? God damn it. What is this, man? Okay. So, next week, Bill Handel on Tuesday morning, Tim Conway Thursday night, Dana Gould Wednesday, and then Adam Carolla April 1st, and one other thing coming up on the 4th. I don't really know what that is. a very weird named thing. Tomorrow it's ABC News, Jason Nathanson, and then this guy Griffin. Riffin with Griffin, I think, is the name of this thing. All right, man. And then today was yesterday. Wednesday was Darren Paltrowitz. Yeah, a lot of stuff. The Bill Handel thing's going to be a phoner. Tim Conway, I'm going to be in studio for that. Oh, man. LAFC on the 6th. I'm going out to the game with Big D. Saturday night, this 6 p.m., LAFC. I think we're playing the Galaxy, right? I don't know. All right, baby. That's our pre-show for today. Let's see what's up. Let me see what's up. Today's the 21st, right? 21st. Log this motherfucker in, Phil. Okay, so we're looking at March. And we're looking at that. Search. I like our search engine. New search engine's good. Okay. Phil interviews the Glad Dave. What is this shit? Phil interviews the Glad Dave Gaba about his fucked up Church of the Scrotilia and then brings on Dr. Elcott on his bath night to rebut. That sounds good, man. But let's see what else we have. Ah, shit. I fucked up. No, I didn't. Okay. So the 21st, Jeff Carlisle, roundtable with Bob Green. We already did that. Concerning the panel that fills love with bluegrass, did that. Man, let's do this one, man. The Glad Dave Gaba. This sounds like such weirdness. I don't even want to even go there. But this is the kind of thing that back in the day, I think it's too fucking weird, Phil. Don't do it. Go back to just doing the intros and outros to Creedence Clearwater Records. You're too fucking weird for the room, man. Seriously. I let that stop me for the longest time. I finally just, I really don't give a fuck what anybody thinks about me. I've got to be happy, you know? I got to be happy in my work. Then I got to show up for work and be happy and be proud of what I'm doing, you know? It's impossible if you enjoy your job, if you really are enjoying what you're doing, it's impossible for you to be bad at it. You can't be bad at something you love that much. You can't. And also, you can't fail commercially. If you love something so much, you're going to be good at it, and people are going to be attracted to your work. They'll want to buy it. They'll want to view it. They'll want to listen to it. They'll want to, be a consumer of it. They will be a customer. So always remember that one, man. It's as true a thing as you're ever going to hear. How do I know? Because I lived it. I fucking lived it. Also, something I used to tell people, I just heard it tonight on Drive to Survive, because I love rewatching that show. It's great. And I knew this early on. And I just heard it tonight. I heard Christian Horner say it on the tube. It says, success means there's going to be a lot of people that hate your guts. You think success among your peers will bring you admiration and love and appreciation? It will, but it will also bring you an equal amount, if not more, of people who can't stand you, who hate you, want to undercut you, want to undermine you, don't like you. All of a sudden, you're going to hear all kinds of people bitching about you. And this kind of goes back to what I was saying when I got to L.A., I had people in the business writing me hate mail. In the business. That was a first. I got people sending me hate mail. Never anybody that was a colleague. They don't like you if you're different. And that probably stopped me, too. I knew that people would hate me because I was just too fucking weird for the room. And they hate that kind of thing because, it's different from what they're doing. It points up how different they are from you. It may be even inferior to you. That pisses them off. It also kicks them in the ass. They realize they have to get motivated to do better because now you're on there and you're doing all this great shit. Now they got to do great shit. And before they were just riding on their laurels, you know. So it just shakes up the fucking order in every way conceivable. But that's not your worry. That's somebody else's fucking worry. All right. Now, where are we at, man? We at 2005. Where are we at in terms of... And what happened in 1999 on the fucking... Jesus Christ. Where's 1999, bitch? Fuck. All right, let me see, man. March 2006. this really hacks me off, man, because something's, you know, they in redoing the website, they've fucked a couple of things around, and it makes me have, I got to go look for this shit. And I don't want to have to look at this. Here's select year. Where's 99? What happened to 99? God damn it. Where do I find this shit? All right, here, you know, I'm gonna go in here. Apply something specific. Yeah. October of 1999. October 1999. Nothing there, motherfucker. So we got problems. Aha, found it. Found it. How about that? Doesn't that make me bitching? Yeah, I bet the goddamn audio better be there. It better fucking be there. It is. All right. Okay. Okay. Good, good, good. So I don't have to get pissed off. Whew. All right. So now we'll go to archive again. We're looking for March of 2006. All right. March of 2006. March of 2006. So yeah, it's, you know, the other thing, man, that was getting fucking old, you know, I didn't really get my shit together till I was in my 30s, 38, 39 years old. Then I spent the next 16 years well into my 40s, approaching my 50s, really riding the glory train. Actually not, you know, busting my ass, working my way up the ladder, finally at something I knew I wanted to do. No, we don't want March. What did I say? Yeah, March 2006. And then all of a sudden you turn around, you go, wow, I'm an old motherfucker. And you're like, you know, what? All right, so today is the 20. Justin McElroy joins the program to talk about Deborah LaFave, the middle school teacher who, oh, Jesus. I can only imagine. It's okay to have sex to spread the word of God. We gotta do this one. Reverend Jim Pauley. The Reverend Jim Pauley. All right, March of 2006. All right, and now we're going to do what we do, do promo two. All right, baby. All right, babies.